News. I'm Laura Winters. In the headlines this hour, this Sunday, the Pentagon ordering and the U.S. military carrying out more strikes on Houthi terrorist targets in Yemen. This comes after at least 85 sites hit in Syria and Iraq. The Biden administration hitting Iran-backed proxy groups after three U.S. soldiers killed in a drone strike last week, many others injured, their bodies flown back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. To Capitol Hill now, where the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. Mike Gill, a man who worked in the Trump administration, dies after being shot in the head 5 days ago during a carjacking in Washington, D.C. The suspect killed in a shootout with police later that night. Gill was simply sitting in his car on K Street in Washington when the suspect, Gill was sitting in his car on K Street in D.C. when the suspect got in and shot him. His wife, Christina, issuing a statement saying, "His sudden departure has left a void in our lives that can never be filled." President Biden making a campaign stop in Las Vegas, the president winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday.
South Carolina, we did it again. You did it for me again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2020 and now again 2024. Now let's go win the whole. Let's win it all.
We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl next Sunday, which has become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In USA News for Your Health, there is word those high-energy drinks with caffeine may be bad for you. USA's Corey Myers with the very latest.
According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts.
To Capitol Hill now, where no charges being filed against the two men who had sex on a desk in a Senate hearing room. USA's John Schaefer reports.
The inquiry into an online video showing a congressional aide engaging in sexual activity within a Senate hearing room is now being ended by authorities. The U.S. Capitol Police say no evidence of criminal activity has been found. Following the revelation of the scandal late last year, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, a Democrat, declared that the implicated aide no longer had employment in his office.
Taking a look now at your money, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 153,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. Strong tech earnings leading to a positive session on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 134 points to close at 38,654 Friday at the closing bell. That's a record. The Nasdaq up 267 points. The S&P 500 up 52 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.